Hey yo, this is Method Man right here, the mighty Wu-Tang Clan, and this is MoreLikeRadio.com. Shoo!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Balls up.
Already?
Already. That's
that
right.
Was quick.
I picked a less than 3 minute song. What's up?
Interesting.
Dead Baby.
I don't think anybody showed up yet. They expected they had another 6 minutes or so.
Yep. That's what it is. Here, I'm going to cut this down so we can hear no noise. What's up, buddy?
Is it coming through now?
Well enough, I guess.
Yeah, we'll work with it.
When I did the test call, it came through fine.
See, it's like, I don't know. We're, as always, no one's here to listen to us, so it doesn't matter, but we're fucking testing shit as we go. But just bear with us.
That's how we've always been.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand exactly what you're saying. You'll hear it in post.
The glory of post.
Yeah, I'll get it in post. That's when people listen anyway, is the downloads. That's what it's
fucking
all about.
We'll do it live.
Yeah. We're the number one internet radio show of all time in downloads by people high.
And well, I mean.
And I'm going to throw this in there and unemployed.
Ooh.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. See, I can tell. We're a niche show.
At least we know our demographic.
Yes, we do know our demographic.
Very niche.
Fucking weirdos.
Weirdos who like wrestling and porn and weed and alcohol.
And all kinds of things that are fun and possibly
exactly.
And possibly gooey inside.
Like Halloween candy.
Yeah. Well, there's no Halloween candy left in our house. It's gone.
Well, that's because you don't know how to ration, sir.
No, I don't know how to ration. Well, I know how to ration, but I ration other things. Just leave it at that. How is everybody?
All right.
Okay, we got Steve from Live in the Morgue. Fucking no.
Everyone, we got a celebrity.
Yeah. Hey, man, you interviewed that guy that don't matter no more.
Don't you mean Susan?
Hey, did they have those twin, like, twin jokes?
I don't know. I got booted out.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. I'm bringing it up because he just said, all right, and it just made me think about it for a second.
Yeah, like, I got booted out of the, he scorched earth those passwords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. I would have. Even though I haven't changed my password in quite a few years.
I just don't, like... He wasn't really doing anything with it anyway.
Right. Well, he never does, because you know what they do? They set their shit on auto-tweet and then forget that they have Twitter.
Yep, and every once in a while, look, copy and paste.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I forgot we had potatoes and apples in here. We had a whole bunch of apples in here.
I don't know. My old lady is very high, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But
that happens sometimes, you know.
It does, especially around here. Now tonight almost did not happen because I did 6 screaming and yelling Little League playoff football games. I watched the hopes and dreams of children die today. It was
you
fucking
feel like a Marvel supervillain?
I do. And you know what? I actually had an impact on 2 of the games. Not well, screwing awesome. Anybody over, but I'm saying, like, one team had it down, could have got a touchdown, but, oh, sorry, it's halftime. So,
oh.
Yeah, oh, that's what I said. Oh, oh, poor you.
Poor you.
But, so I'm, forgive me if I'm a little brain dead tonight.
Yeah.
Can someone other than me take care of that fucking thing? Because I'm not. I'm busy, so...
Now, by that fucking thing, I assume you mean the dog.
Yeah.
Of course he means the dog.
Because she waits till fucking right at showtime to go, hey, I want to go.
Like all ladies.
Yeah. Like, wait till you're doing something before I'm going to fucking go, hey. It's the way it happens, though. But, like I said, I'm brain dead. And,
I don't know. That got into my head. As soon as you were like, I thought about not. I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Now I'm really feeling like
I'm powering through it, though. Yeah. I feel like we need to.
My question,
okay,
for Judge,
yeah,
is how is your relationship surviving Fallout 4?
I'm about 16 hours into the game.
You're further than me.
I was further. Yeah. I'm not further in the story. Like, I haven't made it to that city.
Well, no, we just took different paths.
Yeah.
You went left, I went right.
Yeah.
Like, and now you did the right missions, and now I'm working my way back around to the right missions.
I actually, I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about how I'm going to get home to play it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just said before the show.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I'd like to do an hour show tonight.
Hey, let's do it. Well, after everything came out, it was like, you know, let's do a tentative 2 hours, and then maybe if it's really bad, we'll just cut it after an hour.
Are you saying that we know we're terrible? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying I know there is a chance we will be.
So you're saying there's a chance we're going to suck.
He's hoping that we will be.
I'm not saying I'm hoping.
That's a negative attitude.
No, you're taking this the wrong way.
I know what it is. All right, we've had so many decent shows recently. You're scared of doing a show for the stinker that happens. Like, it happens to the best of them, man.
You're a great PR guy, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it is. We've had such good episodes, back to back to back to back to back, and now we're 452 episodes in and haven't had a stinker yet, so we're due.
Okay. Yeah, there's not like hidden episodes that just got deleted at all.
Well, I didn't upload them, so that's the problem.
They don't count.
No, they count because I still have them. And I'm just waiting. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for that service that I could just instantly upload shit and it doesn't take 4 hours to fucking upload shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just where, like, okay, file is shared and people can get it. There you go, man. I know it's coming. Like, I don't know if you've watched, what's that one on HBO? With Silicon Valley.
No, I haven't watched it.
What? You need to watch some Silicon Valley, sir.
Yeah, I remember you bringing it up a while ago.
Silicon Valley is fantastic. Mike Judge done. So, I mean, it's Beavis and Butthead guy.
Right.
But, I did. I've enjoyed that.
I think I actually might have watched a portion of an episode over here.
Yeah, probably more than likely, because I've not missed an episode yet. But, you know, that's the way it goes, because I'm unemployed and have nothing else to do but watch things.
Right.
And you would think an unemployed guy would be able to, you know, have time to do things, but I am, in fact, the busiest unemployed guy on the face of the planet when it comes to actually getting shit done. And not because I'm lazy or anything, but because 99 times out of 10, I have 15 million fucking things. Hey, now, that's not fucking nice, Maul. Maul comes in and says, howdy, hi. And she goes, playing that fag out 4. Now, what the fuck? Why are you going to talk? Actually, I kind of agree with you. I know this is coming from left field, but I'm going to say this. Fuck Fallout 4.
Oh. Go on.
Fuck Fallout 4, because I fucking bought a game that was supposed to...
Shush.
Jesus Christ, sit in there and spoil shit. Your generation's horrible. I hope you all fucking never enjoy anything ever. Because you all spoil each other for dumb shit. I will spoil Fallout 4 right now. And I haven't even finished it. Because I just had some asshole fucking spoil me. I'm like, eh. But anyways, fuck Fallout 4. I bought the game that says, and I bought it for some socks too, man. They're on my fucking wall. I've got the Fallout 4 side. Fuck Fallout 4. Here's why. I bought it because it said Fallout 4. I didn't want to fucking play Minecraft. Why the fuck would I want to play Minecraft? And all of a sudden, in fucking Fallout 4, now all I'm doing is fucking playing Minecraft and fucking building stupid shit. Like, fuck that. I want to shoot it in the face. Fuck all this settlement bullshit. I don't like that.
I'll say this much. I'm not... There are things I like about it.
I fucking hate that.
There are things I like that there are things I like about it.
Yeah.
You fucking hate that?
I fucking hate that. There's things I like about it.
You fucking hate that there's things I like about it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm fine with 3 and 4, and I'm fine with whatever anyone else's opinion is.
I took it personally.
I'm just saying, fuck that fucking Minecraft clone part
of it. I just got done saying, there are things I like about it. That's what I hate about it.
So we agree. You just worded it differently.
No, there's things I like about it, and they're minor things. Like, I like the fact that I can be myself and pick everything up.
Yeah.
And there's actually a use for it.
And hoard everything and then build a fucking gun that I don't even use.
That's what I do.
That's what I do, too.
I pick up everything.
And you know what? Have you got the mutant yet?
No.
All right. I only have two companions. When you get him, he can carry everything.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about it. I haven't filled him up yet.
I haven't even used my companions as pack orders.
I use them all the time.
I haven't even thought to. But,
you could put a bandana on the dog.
No, I gave him the dog. I gave him one of those harnesses.
Yeah.
It's got spikes and shit.
Yeah.
I like being able to pick up everything and actually know, like, not without knowing, like in the old ones, I would still pick up everything, but then I would catch myself doing it and be like, why the fuck am I doing that?
What the fuck do I need a cup for?
Yeah, this ashtray.
Why is there a fork?
Why do I have 6 dirty ashtrays?
Yeah, the fuck? Dump them out before you pick them up, you fucking savage.
But, like, I like that there is a use for all that shit.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like that I have to stop myself to travel back to
and
the place
to dump
it all.
Yeah.
But
dump your junk.
You know, I'll deal with that because it's allowing me to build.
At least you can fast travel.
Build and progress.
Thank God for motherfucking fast travel, because walking across that map is fucking dangerous. I don't know if it's because my character build is retarded, but I die a lot.
I'm going to say this much.
A lot.
I am not enjoying it nearly as much as I was Fallout 3.
No, so far, I like 3.
I'm not enjoying it as much. For some reason, the change in VATS really makes a difference.
Yeah, where they can still move.
Yeah.
I'm not
it
a fan
makes
of that
a
either.
Huge difference. And they, it's not like they move fast at all. Like,
yeah,
you have plenty of time.
But you do get more time in VATS, though.
Do you?
Yeah. You get a little bit more time because they're moving. Or at least I've noticed I've had more time in VATS.
I don't remember there being a limit to it. Like,
you couldn't just throw it in VATS. The action points would dump down.
I don't remember that happening at all.
It happens in this one.
Well, I know it happens in this one.
Yeah.
I know it happens, but...
Yeah, no balls. I fucking hate that dog. That dog is one of the dumbest AI dogs
really
I've ever encountered.
Is. Can't stand it.
Like, how about you just fucking run up on everybody and let them know I'm here, you fucking retarded dog.
Or, no, you know what? I'm in a corner. Why don't you just stand in the doorway?
Yeah. Or, hey, I'm on this fucking ledge. How about you climb up here,
that dog,
get in the fucking way, and then dunk me off
that
the
dog moment. Has killed me. More times than
I've died.
I would like to realize.
At least 4.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm backing away trying to shoot something, and it's standing behind me in the way of the door that I knew was behind me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to back through that door when I kill this motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, the dog's in the way.
Yeah, fuck goddamn. So,
you know, she'd fucking move if I backed into her.
Yeah. She'd get the fuck out. She'd, like, dip modes anytime anyone walks near her. But
no, I just there are the things I like about it, but I'm not enjoying it nearly as much as I was.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
I hate the settlements part.
It's one of those that, yes, I got the console bundle.
Yeah.
But I am
and that's Xbox number how many?
3. Or Xbox One number 3.
Yeah, Xbox One number 3.
It's Microsoft console number 9.
Hey, my dog doesn't hump pillows. My dog humps blankets. Well, I guess she does hump pillows. She humps anything, really.
But you think about take this little nugget. I am actually considering
dead babies.
I am actually considering trading the game in.
I'm not that far in hater status.
I'm not. It's not that I'm hating it. It's just
that it does have a lot of trading.
I have already decided that it's. I don't think I'm too far yet to restart.
See, I
because I'm not really digging my build, and you know, here's the thing. You know, in like a year and a half, there's gonna be
mods.
There's gonna be the game of the year with all the DLC. I won't have to buy the season pass.
Here's the thing. I'm balls to the wall into it. I've already got the season pass.
Exactly. I don't.
Like I can't get rid of it.
Well, it's not like there's any reason for me to keep it because you have it, because there's no co-op or anything like that.
Yet.
Ain't gonna be.
Mods.
Speaking of mods, did you see the David Ortiz mod?
Yes, I did. I was waiting to segue into it, but you beat me to it. I saw that and fucking laughed my goddamn ass off. And my mom's a Boston Red Sox fan, so I immediately sent it to her. And I was like, hey, David Ortiz went a little roided up, and, you know, he's going to be suspended, and sent her the video. And she watched it and just said, she's like, who the fuck made that? I'm like, that's the game that I'm playing right now.
I didn't even watch the video. I just saw a screenshot of it.
Oh, dude, the video is good. It's just him running around bashing people in the head. But I fucking sent her the link, and she was like, oh, well, I don't think they're going to be very happy about that. I said, I don't think they're going to be able to
do
much about it.
They're not happy about it.
No, they're not. But there's not much you can really do about it. It's going to happen again. All right, you're going to say this kid ain't going to do it? Better believe that there's going to be 30 more right behind it.
The only thing that would have made it better was if it was Mark McGwire.
Yeah, or Sammy Sosa. Mm-hmm. White Sammy Sosa. Not black Sammy Sosa. White Sammy Sosa. But, like
the late Michael Jackson model Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. So, like not even 4 hours goes by from that conversation, and she starts sending me links because it went national that Major League Baseball's pissed off at the number one selling game in the nation right now, and it even beat out fucking Call of Duty by a good chunk too. It came close to fucking setting a record. Oh.
Yeah, how much did it fucking make?
They shipped, I think they only said what they shipped, and they didn't say if it was digital, like digital in there into it, but I think it was 12 million copies
in the day.
Now do your math, 12 million times 60.
Excess of $750 million.
Yeah, for what they did. So no matter what it cost them to do it, they just made fucking millions. And it's, and let me say this. I don't hate it. I hate certain shit I have to do
in it. I don't hate the game.
But the game is so large, I don't even have to fuck with that, really. Now I'm probably going to fucking hate that later on down the road.
I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I'm not going to... I'm going to want to play the entirety of the game, including DLC.
Oh, I'm playing
maybe
DLC.
A mod or two, you know, here.
Bethesda does amazing DLC.
I'm not huge with mods.
Oh, I can think of about 30 mods I want. Number one, I want my dog to look like her. That would be amazing. Be able to walk around with my dog in there.
Cool. Like, I'm not huge with mods, but, you know, it's...
Or when you kill something and it just farts or something.
I'm
going to want to
play the entirety.
You know what I want?
I now, like, having gone through 16 hours of it, I don't necessarily have that need feeling.
You know what I want? I want them to mod it so it looks like a next-gen game, not a piece of shit. I get it. You use the same fucking engine. I get it. But you could have fucking done a little better with some of them textures.
Yeah.
I looked at some leaves last night that looked like a splat of diarrhea.
Okay. They look like leaves to me.
Go to bed. 11:22, John Cena. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I know why they can hear you.
Here comes John Cena!
John Cena! Dun, 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 dun.
You know, I didn't realize that was a thing.
It is a thing.
I didn't realize it.
You know when I realized it
was
a thing?
I just came upon it like the other day.
This is when I realized there was a thing. I was at a football game, coincidentally, and the fucking stupid marching band started playing it. Andrew, go find something to do. Thank you.
You know, in regards to Fallout, I just, playing through it, I want to play it, but it's not like I'm trying to find time to play it.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, it's like, well, maybe I'll just go trade it, get some of that Black Friday money at Best Buy.
Yeah, and get the lineup.
Yeah, and then
it's ready.
And
now,
just,
are you what's your Black Friday weapon of choice?
What do you mean by weapon?
You need a weapon. You go into Black Friday unarmed, you're
a fucking
retard.
No, I don't do Black Friday early.
I'm talking, I love Black Friday now because it starts Thursday at 6.
Yeah.
So I could get that out of the fucking way.
My Black Friday shopping happens after noon. It happens at 1 o'clock.
Thursday.
I go cherry pick whatever's left.
Well, good luck on that.
Oh, it works.
Sometimes.
I get.
Good luck on that Dishonor for 15.
It'll be there. It'll be there, and it'll be there after I go to Best Buy.
So many fucking goddamn Black Fridays.
Yeah. Ever since I worked that 1 year at Best Buy.
Yeah. You don't want
to
do it.
When I had
again.
To be there at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
To have our little
team
meeting and cheer.
Did y'all do jumping jacks?
No. But they did a cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I missed it. I was in the back, but I missed it.
Yeah.
But
we're going to sell a bunch of shit.
Ever since then, I'm just like, I don't give a shit what the doorbuster is.
See,
I'm not going.
If I was there, we would have to be screaming, fuck you, in the cheer.
I'll sleep in. I'll wake up after all these sons of bitches, these stupid idiots that get up and stand in line and waste their goddamn time trying to get a shitty $200 TV.
I can think of a few things. Them doorbuster deals, man.
I honestly haven't even seen what the doorbusters are. I know. I know one of Best Buy's is like a 40-inch TV or something,
yeah,
and
for like
a one
200.
For five.
Yeah. This is not a bad idea, but
I mean, it's not a terrible deal by any stretch, but it ain't worth waking up and standing
five
in line.
Yeah.
I'm
see,
sorry.
I did that shit in Florida, dude.
Well, see, in Florida it'd be one thing because it's still warm down there.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know about that time.
I mean, you're hitting
That's probably the one time
you're
in
hitting
the
what
year.
like maybe mid-50s?
40s. High 40s.
Well, yeah, but when you're hitting mid-30s here.
I was there 2.5 years, and it iced up and froze. Like, we had some dew on the grass twice.
See, that's what I do. Most of the things I'm able to go in at 1 or 2 o'clock, cherry pick because it's still there, and then impulse buy a few cheap-ass things.
Mom says, I'm a buzzard on Black Friday. I pick all the shit no one wanted because why not? See, she says buzzard, and I think fucking Borderlands, which you should be picking up.
Oh, I'll be getting
it.
I'll be getting it.
That's a good game.
$20?
$20. It's a good game. That's well worth it. Both fucking games, all the DLC.
And that's another reason why I'm thinking go ahead and trade Fallout and Dookie.
I don't know about trading Fallout. I
made it a point to get the system bundle.
Yeah.
But
I can tell you this. I don't think there's much in the near future. Maybe the Division.
Nah.
No?
Well, maybe.
I'm kind of in on the Division. But I'm saying future looks. I don't think there's anything really left. Why do you do that? Every fucking goddamn show, you have to hump something. Every show. Is it because he's here?
Yeah, I turn her on.
Yeah.
It's good to know I turn one chick on.
But, what was I saying? I'm high.
I don't even fucking know anymore.
Something about Black Friday. Who cares? My nigger dog distract me. Oh, hell. Get it.
Get it. Hump it. Hump it. Hump it. Hump it.
Get aggressive. Get aggressive. Get aggressive. You fucking masochist.
You hear that, folks? Go ahead and come in my house.
That was a damn masochist.
Come in my fucking house. She's nice if I let her.
I'm assuming you haven't seen 50 Shades of Grey. Has she? You haven't watched it with the dog?
With the dog?
It just looks like his dog's learned a thing or two.
She is pretty rough.
Like, if she had opposable thumbs, I guarantee you there'd be a whip or some chains in her hand.
I don't know about that far.
She says, I won't make his pillow hurt.
She's a biter. My dog is fucking weird. What the fuck are you making? Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese. Pasta salad. Pasta salad. Pasta salad. Pasta salad.
Grilled cheese. And patty melt. Patty melt. Patty melt.
Let me ask you something. She was going to... All right, you remember I put up on Facebook the other day the burgers that I put up? All right.
Yeah.
Well, the discussion was, like, who can make the better burger and is it worth trading some weed for? I told her, number one, I'm winning this competition because I'll just make a better burger. I don't care what she says.
I just thought it was funny. Oh, never mind then.
Yeah. Never mind. You know, the fat guy made it. You wonder how I got fat? It's because I know how to cook. No, you got fat because now that's true. The old lady just said I got fat because fat people feed me. But, you know, it's whatever.
Man.
Where the fuck did Noodles
What's that like?
Go? What, fat people feeding you?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know what it's like to have fat people feed me.
Well, you had that one.
Borderline.
Yeah, and you were just telling the story.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But
that was a pretty good story, by the way.
She was borderline.
That was an off-air good story.
An off-air good story?
Yeah.
What, just that her ass looked chunky and lumpy?
Chunky, lumpy, and when she cooked naked.
Oh, yeah. She'd do that. No, we were discussing.
Which my old lady will cook naked, too. And what she does to bacon is the most fantastic time. Because she'll fucking snap the bacon and go, ah!
No, what were we discussing? I think we were discussing her tits at first.
Yeah.
Which some of you may have seen.
I'm pretty sure most of you have.
And
if we haven't, too bad for you.
If she's
They're
listening,
amazing.
Ha-ha!
Yeah.
They've all seen them. Whore. Mm.
Go fuck Shrek.
Hey, my ex-husband's seen
them. Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's
oh,
how
yeah,
it came up.
That's how
it
came
up.
Yeah, all right.
Because, all right, this is what my old lady's done. All right. So... The ex-husband, fucking, should I go into his full fucking explanation name?
Nah, you just...
Ex-husband, baby, daddy, deadbeat, holiday, dad.
Take your pick. One of the bunch would be fine.
But anyways, the old lady's been fucking with him, and she made a side account. Of course, she's catfishing him.
Yeah.
With and again, this fucking idiot was in jail, so he didn't see the movie and doesn't understand how that works. I'm pretty sure.
I should mention he hasn't seen my tits.
You know, I got the payoff on this. I got the payoff on this. All right, so you
we'll
keep.
Discuss this.
All right, no, we'll do this on here. So you keep sending him like nude after nude, and when he's finally like, "Who the fuck is this?" Right? You send him a big old nigger dick.
Side note, did you see the collage of dick pics that was made into Donald Trump?
No.
There,
ooh, let's go further with this. All right.
That's a fun thing to come back to.
All right. I need Mr. Joseph Coletta's help. All
right.
I need Mr. Joseph Coletta Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on More Like Radio with the Cousin Joe Show. I need your help, sir. And this is the one and only time, non-gay time, I will ever ask of this question. I need a dick pic with something specific written on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need, sir. Get back to me.
You literally want him to write something specific?
I want him to write some. I don't know if I want to give that out because it'll give names.
Oh, okay. It is a phrase or whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted him to literally write something specific.
I want him to write something on his gigantic schlong. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the payoff. How far into this conversation did you come in? Because it could be really weird if you didn't hear the beginning.
I just came into, did you see the collage of dick pics that makes up Donald Trump?
Okay. All right, before that, the old lady has started fucking with the ex-husband, baby daddy, deadbeat, holiday dad, father in training.
Happened upon it.
And anyways, so she started sending him random pictures, you know, random nudes and shit, not of her or anything, but just random ones.
Just random ones, gotcha.
Yeah, ones that may or may not have been in the Dropbox, and she was just like, fuck it, I'm going to throw these in here. And so like I said, I need a payoff of when he, because he's already like, who the fuck is this?
And then he doesn't know.
He doesn't know who it is. Yeah, does not know, has no fucking clue. So,
precious.
Like I said, I need Mr. Joseph Coletta of the Cousin Joe Show at, what is it, Colette, what is his fucking Twitter?
Fucking find out, dude.
It's at no one uses Twitter anymore.
Oh, yeah. But Joseph Coletta, Thursday night, 7 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. You can get his downloads at morelikeradio.org or thecousinjoeshow.com. And what's the documentary?
At Joe Coletta.
No station required. Yeah. That's what you need to follow. But anyways, you're already following it. I need your help, buddy. I need your dick pic. Can someone run tell that?
Run tell that.
I think there's been plenty of run tell that's on that phrase.
Just yeah.
All right. Well, there's that.
There's what?
The link to the collage.
Oh, the collage of Trump dick pics.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't hardly tell what they are, so it helps. You don't have to focus.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't want to see a fucking million slongs anyways, but apparently that's what I'm looking at.
That's really good.
Right?
That's
really good.
Like, someone took their time with that.
I love that the caption is, an extremely talented and creative artist has decided to pay tribute to Donald Trump in a very fitting way.
A fucking that's million awesome. Dick pics.
But no, I caught it last night. Just happened upon it. And I was with my girl and a friend of ours, and we were sitting there and I was like, holy shit, this is funny. And I don't want to zoom in, so look at that.
Right. Mal says Coletta helped me take care of a stalker. He's a good boy. I know he is, because he's called the old T-Roy.
He didn't say anything to me.
Lil Matt says, I need your dick pic, man. I'm just trying to make some T-shirts, man. No.
They do make it where you can zoom in, though.
But no, what were we saying? So you're catfishing. You're catfishing the douchebag.
Dummy. Yeah, douchebag, Nazi fucker.
And
I have many different names for
apparently
him.
Apparently, photos of my ex-girlfriend's
somehow your
titties have been used.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, but I don't care.
Don't apologize. Yeah. They've already become instruments of nefarious acts.
Way more than you expected.
Yes.
And it was from the unexpected person.
I mean,
this is not my idea.
It's wonderful that they are becoming something.
Yeah.
For once in their lives.
They are fantastic. I'll give them that.
That's what we were talking about. But then we moved on from the conversation to I decided to tell the it's not really a story. It was just, you know, when she was in college, she used to go over there, stay all the time. She would do the cook breakfast naked thing while I'm sitting on the couch, either watching something on the TV or playing a game. Usually playing a game. I had my tablet at the time, so I'm looking on Twitter there. Just sitting on the couch. And I remember a couple times just looking over and catching a glimpse of the lumpy cottage cheese ass. And just, I had this face of disgust.
When you smacked it, did it jiggle or wiggle? Do you know the difference?
It juggled.
Yeah.
I would say it did neither. It sunk.
It sunk. So it was just a lab.
She had memory foam fat.
I might as well have been.
I had a bitch like that once.
Yes. So I want to show that video from what you call it that I showed you last night. Do you remember that damn video?
No, I mean, my point being is that side of her just really didn't look good.
Yeah. It wasn't flattering.
They weren't defined cheeks.
Nodors does kind of need to watch that.
And they were just like,
I don't know where it's at.
It was just like, is that an ass?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's an ass.
This is how you answer that. Does poop come out of it?
Well, yeah.
Well, then it's an ass.
I know that for a fact.
What, she shit on you?
Not on me. No. Just near me.
How bad was that? Like, I just imagine, because all girls have different poops. Like, some bitches smell different when they shit.
Oh, Jesus. What the fuck?
What are you doing, honey, with that cucumber in your hand, huh? Why are you talking to me?
Yes,
I wasn't talking about your poop. I said all girls.
All girls have different poops, and all girls have different poops daily.
Here's the difference, all right? A couple Muslims shot up Paris. All Muslims aren't assholes.
We ain't segueing into that yet.
It just happened, though.
Now, all right, so it wasn't...
Yeah, hey, hold up. What she's talking about is that right there dancing to a song.
That's horrible.
Oh, no.
That's horrid.
I don't know where the fuck you
That's
found
that. That's horrid. I'm just saying, the ass was not clear and evident. It was not nice, but the titties was nice. And I was always really good at wiping the face of disgust off before she was able to turn around.
It's called the poker face.
All before she was able to turn around and serve me pancakes in the shape of a giraffe.
Yeah.
Which she did.
Yeah.
The eyes were M&M's.
Nice.
That's actually pretty close. Actually pretty close. That's a bit, I would say that's a bit more defined.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd still tap that.
Like, I mean, I don't know that I'd say no to that. I'm just saying, you can tell that's an ass.
Where do I go from there, dummy?
Like, you can tell that's an ass, but.
I liked it last night.
The whole point of it is, it didn't really matter to me so much because she still came and once she came over and sat on me, it was fine.
It was videos, wasn't it?
Because you don't have to look at it; you can just feel it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it felt fine.
I don't know where the fuck it's at either. I'm done looking for it. Yeah, see, I'm fine with that. I don't know if I'd eat her asshole out, but
you think Matt's right and it's a dude?
No,
because
you
can tell by the curve.
The curve and the hips.
Yeah, you can tell by the curve.
There's no dingus there.
Yeah. Get your tail.
Hey.
Out of the way.
Lay down, you stupid bitch. Lay down, nigger.
Now she's just going to lay down on me.
Well, what'd you want? What'd you expect was going to happen?
This is laying down.
Yeah.
She says lay down.
Derek's right here.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
He does that to me in the bed.
Yeah, she does. She's a fucking bed hog.
She straight walked on me last night, and I'm like, there's no moving now.
But yeah, fat bitches.
Well, my girl's a cat lady, so she's got a cat that does the same goddamn thing. I would
cats.
Very, very much wish it was a dog, but...
I mean, I like
she's
my cats.
She's got a pug, too.
Ew.
The
I hate pugs.
The pug is a bitch.
I hate pugs.
I always
they're
liked
the
pugs.
Ugliest fucking dogs
I
on
always,
the face of this
I always
planet.
Liked pugs. I just don't know that I like this one all that much.
And look, go ahead and be like, oh, that's why they're so cute, because they're so ugly. Fuck you, I will shoot your dog in the face.
No. Boston Terriers are cute because they're so ugly.
Yeah. And even a fucking boxer.
Hey, boxers are fucking
or a
awesome.
Fucking bulldog.
Bulldogs are awesome, too.
Yeah, but no, a fucking pug, the fucking thing... Because they can't fucking breathe because they're inbred dogs and they're fucking bred that way because they just decided, hey, let's give a dog no fucking nose.
I know.
Just,
pugs have a perpetual snore. They're always snoring.
Pug sex. Hashtag it. Go.
Hashtag pug sex.
Pug. Hashtag fuck your karate show.
Pugs X.
I don't know. I hate pugs.
I don't mind them. But this little roly fucking poly. You know, this dog has a prescription for prednisone.
What? Why?
Apparently it's allergies. She itches, like, and just sits there and scratches her fucking hide raw.
Like, dude, I had a dog that was OCD.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, prednisone? Really?
I had a dog.
I can take that shit.
I had a dog that had OCD and would lick his paws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he'd literally lick them fucking things red.
Oh, no, this is
bloody.
Funny. This pug has learned from the cat to start licking itself.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just, you know, go...
It doesn't get in there.
It doesn't go down in there like she does or like any other dog.
She gets down, dude. This
dog licks every bit of herself.
Ugh.
While the cat is, they clean themselves together.
Yeah. That happens. It'll be lick time, and then just all of them will start fucking cleaning. And then it makes me kind of want to go fucking take a shower.
Oh, it definitely just makes me want to take a shower.
Ugh.
They're both, because you hear both of them.
Yeah.
And then the bed, the comforter gets wet in that spot.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I stepped in it.
The little bitch will do that on the fucking couch, man.
I stepped in it. Oh, man. I know.
And
I
look at her, I'm like, can't you do that on the fucking floor?
I don't, still feel it.
Yeah, I don't care. I have carpet.
Now I can't sleep here. I got to go home.
Someone shoot that dog in the face and put it out of its misery.
That actually looks like her other pug.
That fucking thing
She's
needs to die.
She's got two. One's really old. One's really old and named Bobby.
Who the fuck names their dog Bobby? Hey, come here, Bobby.
The dog's name is Bobby. I'm imagining it's with an I because it's a girl. I don't know. The other pug.
A girl dog named Bobby.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's a little crack dog terrier named Lulu. And this dog has a mustache made of dreads. It is the dirtiest fucking dog I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen some dirty ass dogs.
No, this is I've seen some dirty ass dogs too. This is the dirtiest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's got dreads hanging from its snout. It's got dreads hanging from its asshole. This thing is dirty.
Do they ever fucking clip it? Jesus Christ.
This thing is dirty. And they're pretty sure it came from it spent time in a crack house.
Yeah.
Like, this dog is skittish as hell. And its favorite spot when it's alone is to lay down right in front of the toilet.
Ugh.
And it does not move when you need to take a piss.
No, I'm kicking that dog.
It doesn't move. It's interesting, but...
So you peed on the dog.
I have. Let's not advertise that, but I have on accident.
I've pissed on a cat.
What? She moved. Like,
no, I grabbed the bitch up. She fucking shit on my fucking stuff so many times. I just got pissed with her one day, and I was like, fuck her. And I fucking held her right there, whipped it out, pissed right in her face. I was
all
like,
right.
You little bitch.
So we've been over the old-ass pug Bobby. We've been over the crack dog skittish Lulu. And then the first pug we were talking about, the one that has a prednisone prescription.
I think it's named Jamaica.
It actually has three names.
Oh my god.
Its given name, as given to her, is Nevaeh.
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 That's a nigger name.
Right? Yes. Nevaeh.
So far away, but still so offensive.
It also goes by Bev.
Nevaeh Bev.
Because there's a little girl involved, and it's her niece. It's her niece just turned five. You know, and when she was younger, couldn't say Nevaeh,
yeah,
and just said Bev.
Okay.
So now the dog answers to Nevaeh It answers to Bev, and it also answers to Daisy for some fucking reason.
What?
Somebody else in the family calls it Daisy. So when you call this dog, you call all three names and just like hope it comes.
Red Rocket! Red Rocket!
Red Rocket! Red Rocket!
I'm sorry. I saw the ball, and the fucking music started playing. It was like... Dun, 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 dun.
I can't believe he spelled it right. You are an idiot.
Well, I mean, it is a little mad.
That's true. I mean, the fact that he could spell it just says so much more than anyone else would need to know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, maybe I'm just talking over my ass and that's not spelled right.
Well, I mean, that is 90% of the show, sir.
Talking out of my ass.
Talking out your fucking ass. Oh.
Let's just get rid of that.
Oh,
for
a
you.
Broken,
and you,
a broken
you can,
link.
You can try again.
Strike! All right, here we go.
What is this, Naked Gun?
Hey, batter.
Strike three.
Hey, batter. You go fuck it up again. You go fuck it up again. Hey, batter. No batter. No batter.
Oh shit, is it? It is heaven backwards.
That's gay.
I fucking forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's a smart one.
He is. Except he's in Australia.
Yeah, that's not so smart.
Murdering prostitutes and rolling them up in carpet. And then whispering.
Yeah, this dog is far from heaven.
Yeah. But I thought all dogs get into heaven.
No.
That's a myth created.
Funny enough, we did spend about 45 minutes yesterday strolling through movies, the movie collection she had at the
only
house.
Only Nod would fucking find that.
And
God damn it.
So we're going through a bunch of DVDs, and there's actually a bunch of VHS too.
Yeah.
And her grandma's been asking her about the tape.
Gotta upgrade to that new Blu-ray.
No, she's been asking about the tape for All Dogs Go to Heaven because she just had a long living family dog she had to put down. So she wanted to watch the movie. We ended up finding that and then deciding to rummage
now,
through.
Now, did you watch it?
No.
I mean, have you watched a tape recently?
No.
What was the last time you watched a tape?
It's bad when you go back.
I don't know, at least 10 years.
Yeah?
At least.
It's terrible.
10 years.
Oh,
even
I know
porn's,
it's rough.
Like, kind of rough now.
I mean, I would venture that 21 is probably not far enough back.
Been a while. Even with my dad.
But, no, we found that movie, and then we decided to start going through the DVD collection that nobody knew existed.
Yeah.
I ended up finding a shit ton of 360 games that she hoarded from her ex-brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. Like, these are all the way up to Black Ops 2.
Damn.
There's Black Ops. She hoarded Black Ops 2, Borderlands 2, First Black Ops, Modern Warfare 3.
I'd have been wholesale beating ass if I was missing them.
A bunch of, like, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood,
right.
Assassin's Creed 3, but it only had the second disc, the multiplayer disc.
Right.
There was just Left 4 Dead 1. Was
Jesus.
That, she actually, she, these are games she hoarded away because she liked them. I'm like, why did I not know this about you? Like,
she's a gamer?
All you got to do is tell me you like to kill zombies in Left 4 Dead or Call of Duty, and we could have been having a hell of a time.
Girls like the Call of Duty zombies for some reason.
No, she likes Left 4 Dead. She hoarded away Left 4 Dead. I'm like, you could have been, like...
playing games with me.
I could have known you were my soulmate, like, 6 months ago.
Whoa.
Easy there. Soulmate. Before or after?
No, that's only if she proves to be good at it.
Oh, okay. All right.
If she
talent does matter.
If she takes down a tank, I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
So
now your relationship is teetering on her Left 4 Dead performance.
Not on specifically taking out a tank.
I mean, that's a pretty far fucking
Hey, if she you gotta work for this.
So does that mean that Ozonite is your like ideal match?
He would take it in the bum for
in the life.
I am not taking anything in the bum, but
so
that's,
you're the
that's
pitcher.
Not that's not to say that
you're the pitcher.
That's not to say that Ozonite wouldn't be a fine catch.
He is an all right guy. If there was one, he's one of the nicer ones.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Hey, you at least take the pretty one.
But it's so we're going through that. I pull out all those games because I think they probably still have a couple bucks value at least. I set them aside, you know. If nothing, that's bogus.
Yeah, I gotta fix that because there's probably something in my ass or something.
But I set them aside because at very least they're either already on or are gonna be backwards compatible. So
they're gonna be all of those titles.
Yeah. She had Borderlands 2. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'll get a second controller for this one.
Right,
I have one now. Got one free. Thank you. But I set those aside and we continue going through DVDs. And I look through one shelf and I see one specific movie that just makes me go, makes me pull it out and say, what the fuck? And it is The Prestige. You ever seen The Prestige?
Yes, I have.
I've seen The Prestige.
Okay. Another friend of mine made me watch it for the first time like last year or earlier this year at some point. I'd never seen it. It's a good movie. I don't particularly like the turn it went in the end.
The twist or whatnot?
I mean, I didn't mind the twist. The twist was really good. It was just the ending was a little too supernatural for me.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I didn't like how they went with that. But what made me pull that movie out and look and hold it up to her and look at it and what the fuck is not just a week ago, she was like, I want to watch The Prestige. I want to watch The Prestige again. And it wasn't on demand. I made her like I introduced her to that because she made me watch The Illusionist. I was like, okay, you like The Illusionist, you'll like the Prestige.
Watch the better one.
Exactly. And it was on Comcast On Demand.
Right.
So we watched that. This was like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. And last week, she's like, I want to watch The Prestige. And you look it up on demand, and they want...
Wow.
They want like $4 to rent it. You can rent or buy digitally on Comcast. And so she's like, all right, now... Once she realized she has to pay for it to watch it, she's like, "All right, you got to go download it. You got to download it." So I downloaded it. And then it fucked up. Then I had to download it again. I downloaded this fucking movie 3 times in the last week. She had the DVD sit right there in the fucking living room.
So you wasted what, an hour?
It actually wasn't. You know what I found out? I was downloading a couple movies the other night and 5 megabit download.
Yeah,
I'm getting 5 megabits down on
out
a
there.
Torrent. Yep.
Wow.
I was like, "What the fuck?" I said, "All right, we're gonna up the collection here then," because I then turned around and downloaded Ant-Man.
Right. I might have to grab that from you.
I downloaded Ant-Man. She made me watch Jobs, the one with Ashton Kutcher.
It sucked.
It wasn't very good. I didn't like where they went.
I didn't like what they did either.
Pirates of Silicon Valley, if you're trying to watch a movie about Steve Jobs / Bill Gates.
I've heard the new one's decent.
I'll say I'm interested in Seth Rogen as Woz.
Yeah.
But
not that interested.
I have no respect for Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I just have no respect for him.
You should though.
No.
He's an innovator.
Yeah, he's an innovator, but he's not the innovator. He just thinks of it and tells someone else to fucking do it. He says, I don't give a shit if this is possible or not. You're gonna fucking do it.
And it happened.
I know, but I just have no respect for him.
But I went on, I said, Ant-Man, Jurassic World, I'll try that.
That movie sucked.
I'm sure it does. I just haven't seen it yet, so. Went
I'm
through
not gonna fucking
the new Vacation, that was funny.
Yeah.
Trainwreck was actually really good.
I need to grab that, too. There's a couple of them I need to grab. How was that copy? Was it watchable?
What, Trainwreck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
All
right. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. All right.
Still can't get her to sit down and watch Sinister, though.
Yeah, she's a scaredy cat.
Yeah, she won't watch scary movies.
Yeah.
Sinister was awesome.
I watched it, but it had to be watched during daylight.
Yeah. Well, naturally.
She can't do night. If she does nighttime shit, she beats the shit out of me.
And now that I'm looking at my collection, I think I'm going, when I leave, I'm going back to watch Kingsman.
Haven't seen that.
Oh, Kingsman is amazeballs.
I need a break.
Okay.
We'll be back after these messages. Dead babies.
Maybe.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey,
right,
four.
No,
how many
right,
abortions have you
dead
had?
Babies. Hold on.
How many dead babies have you made?
I understand.
Hey, you're funny because one, I'm against abortion, and two, you're just fucking messy. You can't get me.
Why are you?
So, how many whores have you made?
I hope you're letting him pull out. Anyway,
sorry, you're fucking funny. You're just
here.
A wannabe.
There.
A wannabe. Wow.
A wannabe.
What? A wannabe.
Look.
What?
Look. Blah, blah, blah. All right. You said you're a whore. How much?
Blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up.
No, how much?
Have you changed your
answer me. How much? How much would it take?
You ain't gonna come see me on the street, and I ain't gonna see you in the next life.
We don't wanna fuck you! We wanna fuck her!
I wanna know how much it's gonna cost.
We're not gay,
to
you
fuck
faggot!
Your girl. Now, if you want to be heard, and so we're all not yelling at you,
Steve, everything's cool.
Skype has a phone application because obviously you don't know how to work a computer.
No.
Why would she know how to work a computer?
I'm glad.
No, she's just
whores don't know computers.
I only know sucking dick.
Your opinion is
no.
Irrelevant.
You called yourself a whore. I'm not calling you a whore.
I said you can call me a whore.
You said you were a whore. You didn't tell me I could call you that. I wouldn't call you a whore if you didn't say I couldn't call you a whore. You said you are a whore. I'm calling you a whore. I am also asking how much.
She's a dumb whore.
So, like, what, $5? Will that get me the pussy? $5? Or do you want singles?
I think she hung up.
Wait, she's not a stripper. You can't give her singles.
I think she hung up.
That was great. I don't even give a fuck how shitty that sounded. That was fun.
That was fun.
One bad decision.
No, there's multiple bad decisions.
One bad.
Giving poop any airtime is a bad decision.
Bad decisions.
Getting rid of
three. Three bad decisions. Four bad decisions.
You want to keep going? You want to keep going? Like I said.
Actually, if you want to get technical, they gave like three different shows.
Five and six bad decisions.
I mean, you make mistakes as you go. We've certainly made our mistakes.
But he's already said he doesn't care. It's a hobby. It's.
Yes, I'm very aware that I at one point in time wanted to leave and go over there. That was long before they did.
Seven bad decisions.
Hey, they wanted us too.
Eight bad decisions.
I'm very happy we stayed. I'm very happy that we have not been fired since for my dumbness.
One good decision.
Yeah.
Only fired
42 bad decisions. I skipped a lot of numbers.
It doesn't matter. It was fantastic. There's a promo somewhere in there.
WWE Superstar Hornswell, keep listening to More Like Radio.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss.
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australians, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nerve growth, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, undescended tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. All forms of cancer, psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, solanum virus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Shreveport,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
You know the saying, sober as a judge? Yeah, you can't say that anymore. This judge is never sober.
Dead babies.
Them's the one.
Damn the one.
Dead babies. Hey, great segue. I'm going to hit this bowl first. Hold on. I don't know what the fuck's going on with you, Nodor.
I don't know either.
Like, I don't know.
It worked fine last time. It's not even storming or nothing.
I know, right? It's like your brother jerking off to pregnant porn.
Nope, he's asleep.
Huh.
He's already spent.
He has. What's that?
What's that? See that picture?
You need scroll to see up. That picture. Scroll
yes,
up.
I need to see that picture. Oh my god.
You should send that to him.
No. I can't. I already sent a picture of the one that was in the Dropbox, and that person has a flat tummy.
But, I don't know. You want to find what?
That thing that I was looking at last night.
That fat bitch dancing?
Yes.
So you were segueing to dead babies.
Segueing to dead babies. I was, because something happened, as always. I'm trying to pull it up.
In Europe.
In Europe.
I believe. Europe. And we're not talking about the terror attack.
No. Yeah. Just your Paris. Shut up. Like, I'm sorry that that happened, and I'm, you know, I guess I'm sympathetic towards people involved with it, but we all fucking
guess
know.
Guess you're sympathetic.
Yeah,
awesome.
We all fucking know this is coming. Like, you knew it was coming. And then the fact, I guess since we're going to skip dead babies and go right on to that, the fact that Obama says they're a JV varsity team and they pull that shit, did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, he said that a long time
what?
Ago.
Yeah. Well, no, he said it earlier in the day.
He
had a mission accomplished moment. Obama came out and said that ISIS is the JV varsity. And then they pulled this shit. Which, I mean, to anyone that's paid attention to jihadists, they did what they do all the time. They just attack crowded fucking places. Like, this is nothing new. I'm sorry, Paris, that it happened to you, but, you know.
And how about that band? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a real band had a terror attack happen, they wouldn't run out the back and let their fans be slaughtered.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you now, gunfire anywhere, I'm not going to blame anybody for running. Because, you know, fight or flight, live or die.
That's true.
I'm going to pick myself every time. I don't give a shit. Like, fuck you. I'm not the one that's jumping on the grenade. It's not happening.
Well, I'm not saying the fucking the lead singer's got to jump on the thing, but the bass player is somebody who's not important.
What the fuck were they going to do? They had, there was, in the metal concert, they said there was two guys with suicide vests on with AK-47s.
Like, is it only two now? Because I thought they were saying it was four.
Oh, no, 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 no. There's six different attacks, but the ones that did
The theater
at, I think it's Bataclan or whatever the fuck
it is. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, way to fucking pick on Batman, trying to call Batman out of fucking retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Bat-Clan. Yeah. I like it.
So, they walked in the door and just, like, started shooting, killed 80 people. So, I mean, if I'm a band, especially in the post-Dimebag era, I think anybody shooting a gun inside of there, you're getting out no matter what. I'm not fucking around.
I guess so. I don't know. I just, the fact that they snuck out the back and then, like, however many people got killed with their fans.
Yeah.
Well, it's upsetting, I guess.
I mean, it's upsetting, but what the fuck are you going to do? We're talking about goat fuckers walking into the place with fucking AK-47s. And, oh, yeah, we just let them all into the fucking country. That's fucking brilliant.
Yep.
Hey, let's just... Yeah.
You don't like Syrian rebels? Come on, man.
Yeah, let's take 10,000 of them. We'll just spread them out across the United States to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to fucking end well.
Magic. Like,
America, if you think that this is not coming for you soon... Rest assured, it's going to happen. And I don't have, you know, direct knowledge of it. I'm just one of those that I bet on probability. And the probability that something like that's going to happen in our area. Because can you imagine if they hit every city with, like, a couple of those?
Yeah, that like, would okay, be something.
Let's say New York, they hit a fucking football game. And then D.C.
New York, L.A.
Yeah, New York, DC. They fucking do a goddamn concert or whatever.
And they blow up Broadway.
Yeah, like a Broadway show. D.C. is, I don't know, some senator.
The Smithsonian.
Yeah, something important.
We need to stop giving them ideas.
Wait a minute. This is a good idea. They good radio show. Hey, go fucker, stop fucking go. Come listen to these guys. They got a good idea. You know, we're not like that, but...
No.
I'm just saying...
We're not waiting to be radicalized or
yeah,
anything.
No. I think of the probability of something like that. Because they're not going to get in planes anymore. Like, nope. we got that tighter than a duck's asshole. It's just not happening. But... I don't know, man. Like, you attack a metal concert, and it wasn't even metal. They're more blues. I don't know if anyone's... If you've ever listened to
them
that, Eagles of Death Metal. I dug them because of Josh Holmes' involvement. If he's not involved, I don't care. So I guess he wasn't there, so I guess I'm not as attached to it as I would have been. What I am attached to is the fact that Deftones opened and left like 20 minutes before it happened.
Well, what?
What?
I did not know that.
Yeah, buddy. Deftones was the opening band.
Okay, first of all, why is Deftones opening for them?
For them? Because Eagles of Death Metal is actually a pretty big one in Europe. Josh Homme, for whatever you think about him as a person, in Europe, he's a god. Like, that guy, like Morrissey. You don't see many Morrissey fans over here, but if you go to England...
Over there, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ashley knows what I'm talking about because he listens to that emo faggot shit, but, you know... I don't get why it is. I mean, fucking Hasselhoff was popular in Germany. Europe is fucking weird, all right?
That is true.
So, Josh Holmes...
They just latch onto the weirdest shit.
Yeah, I could totally see Holmes, you know, telling him, fuck you, Chino, I'm going on last. But he wasn't even there, so that'll tell you that. But I know that some... There's one
Thank
that
you,
I...
Paul.
There's one that I graduated with when I was at Full Scam that is in Europe. She was in Germany and supposed to go to France and Paris and be at that venue tonight, but they won't let anybody in the country. So she's stuck in Germany right now.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Like, it's her Facebook is fantastic. I love following her because she was in Chile when they were having riots. So she had a bunch of riots. Her life's amazing, but whatever. I didn't choose to go on the road. If you're popular overseas, you're not popular. Europe doesn't count. I hear you. Like, soccer's supposed to be the sport of the world, and in America, it's nothing. Although, I gotta admit, all right, tomorrow at the stadium that I work at, they're having bubble soccer.
Bubble soccer?
Which could be interesting.
Yeah, bubble soccer.
Oh, I, oh, okay. No,
where all the stupid people get inside of bubbles and then play soccer.
I wonder how many stupid injuries are going to happen tomorrow because of that.
Would not shock me, but apparently it's not. Like, the guy that I was talking to that's watched all the games and shit because he works there, he was telling me the first couple games they didn't know what the fuck they were doing, but now they're getting to the point where they know what they're doing and the games are actually kind of fun to watch. So I don't know.
Because they actually have some strategy and shit now?
Yeah, like they've figured out how to use the bubble.
I mean, you gotta think that's a whole different way to play the game.
Yeah, well, you
it's
can't...
Like, it's like putting first person into a Grand Theft Auto game.
It's fantastic, by the way. Like, I that is the sole reason why you pick up GTA 5 on Black Friday is for first person mode. And the online, because the online is actually
first person mode.
It's fucking awesome.
No.
Yes, it is. Your opinion's shit. Fuck your opinion.
I did start playing Titanfall.
Yeah?
I actually thought about trying that again.
Now, what are your thoughts on it?
On Titanfall?
I enjoy it.
Oh.
Yeah?
I mean, it's not the greatest thing ever, but I mean, it's going to be a lot of work to finish.
Oh my god, don't even get into finishing it.
No.
Don't.
No.
No, I don't even think the servers will allow you to do that.
Yeah, they will.
Do people even play that version?
Fuck yeah, they do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, are they stupid or are they actually good?
Oh, it depends on what time of night. Like, about 8:30, 9 o'clock, that's when the good people start popping on.
Right.
But every time, everything else is usually kind of mopping up.
Right. See, that's why I love playing Call of Duty at like 8 o'clock in the morning because all the little kids jump on before they got to go to school. And then,
that's what I loved about Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah. Oh, God, that game was so full of little 13-year-olds you just beat. I was going to say
a blowjobber.
A blowjobber?
Yeah.
You're a blowjobber.
Yeah.
Wonder what cousin taught him that.
I think he just knew it was a bad word and just went with it.
Yeah.
He just used it out of context. I come across that a lot on Xbox Live. I made a 9-year-old Jewish friend.
Yep.
That was weird. Like, I started talking to him, and I realized that I'm just an overgrown 9-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good fucking way.
We were both super excited about Plants vs. Zombies Modern Warfare 2, or Garden Warfare 2.
Yeah, which you're not going to be able to have on the 360, by the way.
Oh, I know. But we were just going on about that and Lego Dimensions.
Right.
And then I realized he was rich.
That overpriced piece of fucking shit.
That he's getting for, he's getting it for Hanukkah.
Oh my god. Which night?
First night.
First night.
Yeah. He's gonna get the additional level packs each different night.
You know, this is...
That's gay.
This has nothing to do with any of that, but one of my favorite things was at GameStop the other day, it's like last week, I went in just... Because I was in the area, and I was just like, fuck it, I'll go look at some shit. It was after Call of Duty came out.
Yeah.
It may have been when I was trying to do the trade-in, like trying to see if I'd be able to do the console swap and take advantage of the deal that I tried to get. And I was overhearing a conversation about somebody trying to buy Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
And dude and... Like, this couple brought their little kid in or something, and they're trying to get it for the kid. They only had a 360, or whatever. They ended up having to buy it on the 360.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here overhearing this and laughing my ass off when the guy says, well, you know, you're not getting any kind of campaign or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why would you even buy it?
Just for the multiplayer. You don't even get zombies either. You just get the multiplayer for $40.
Yep.
Fuck you. And on those maps, and only ship maps, too. Like, we're not even talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to give you all the maps when they come out. Like, okay, that might be a decent deal. You know, guaranteeing it, but no.
Nah.
And, like, for real, the only reason why I picked that up is because it was like, okay, my trade-in value is about to drop on Metal Gear because Black Friday is coming and they're going to tank the price on it. And they did. And I wasn't going to play Advanced Warfare anyways. So I got the old Call of Duty. Day fucking one again, 6 years in a row.
When is that going to stop?
The fuck if I know, dude. I thought it was this year. I thought for sure it was this year. I didn't even look at it. And then I was
yeah,
like,
I don't think, I think you played the beta or something, and that was the only thing I heard out of you about it.
I played the beta. I didn't like it. And then
of
I,
what?
Of Black Ops.
Oh, yeah.
Two, three. So I fucking hated the beta, but I liked some of the ideas that they were doing with it. And then when I got up that morning, everyone was raving about zombies and the single player actually being worth a fuck. So, and then here's how they hooked me. All right, any Oz fans?
Yeah.
All right. They have.
You mean the show, right?
Yes, the show.
Yeah.
Chris Maloney is the lead dude.
Yeah.
Chris Maloney's a badass.
You may
Stabler?
Stabler.
Yeah, Stabler. You may have words for me after I say this, but I'm actually kind of more interested in Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah, she's good in there too.
I have a huge crush on Starbuck.
And they fucking nailed her, dude. Yeah. Like, everyone that they got on there. Like, and I think that's another reason.
She's the reason that I went through Battlestar.
That's probably another reason why I'm a little jaded toward Fallout 4 graphics, because I did just come from Call of Duty. And Call of Duty, I don't care what you fucking say about it, they fucking nail graphics. What are you doing? You have to... No, don't play it on that, dummy. Send it to me in a message. Give it here. Jesus Christ. Continue on for a second. I was trying to be tech... Never mind, okay, she's going to try and figure it out. Go ahead.
Oh, fun. I was going to say, so what are you guys' thoughts on Fallout 4?
We kind of hit on it. I hate it.
I don't hate it, but I am considering trading it
and I have a specific
waiting
reason
for
why.
The game of the year. Or the, not the game of the year, the complete edition.
So you're waiting.
It.
I already have it because I'm stuck with it. And I don't hate the Fallout side of it. I hate the fact that I purchased a box that said Fallout 4, but it's making me play Minecraft.
What?
Yeah. Like, again, I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but it's a major component.
To build shit?
Well, you have to build up your communities.
Interesting.
So, like, I guess I need to just switch how I think about it and just start playing Fallout 4 / The Walking Dead. And I might be able to get through this. It
that
might work.
I mean, see, I don't hear anything bad yet other than the Minecraft.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Minecraft.
The Minecraft settlement issue
it
is...
looks for a next-gen game, it looks like shit. I'm sorry.
It does look
fuck your feelings.
Very, very, very close to Fallout 3.
Yeah, it's like, Fallout 3.
It looks almost exactly the same.
It's Fallout 3 with some cool explosions.
That's not fun.
Yeah, and even the character models, I'm like, ugh.
You think they would have updated and overhauled the graphics since you got a whole new system?
They all look like wax dolls now.
Honestly, I would have been fine if they took another year and just
made it.
Did a whole new engine.
Yeah.
Whole new engine.
It's not gonna happen. And again, like I guess the cool thing with Fallout 4, and I'm kind of happy they did this, I guess to show off how mods are gonna work. They intentionally made it look like shit, knowing that someone's going to make a PC mod that they could port down to Xbox and make it look good. So, you know, kudos to them for making me wait for good graphics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's also kind of lazy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say that about Bethesda, but I haven't seen the game myself.
It's,
so I, can't really.
I mean, there is a lot to the game.
Yeah.
A lot
it's,
new to
it's
the game.
It's still Fallout. Like, did you enjoy Fallout?
Yes.
Then you're going to enjoy 4.
I'm still pissed about that damn vault suit.
Yeah. Well, you lost it. It's not my fault.
I know I lost it. I don't know where the fuck it went.
See, here's the cool kind of thing, I guess, about Fallout. It's so big that, like, all right, Judge went to the right and I went to the left, and we've had two completely different games up until the point that we're up at now. You know what I mean?
It's shared to the both of you, so you're going to quickly upload it, and I'm going to delete it.
What? Just send it to me in a fucking message.
I can't.
Get here.
It won't let me send it to you in a message.
Give me that fucking thing.
Wow.
Give me that fucking thing. Give me that fucking thing, or I'm going to punch you in the clit.
In the clit.
Merry Christmas, folks. Happy holidays from 360-0420.
That.
Yeah.
Is she trying to send you that thing we were discussing earlier?
Yes.
The fat chick dancing?
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to be let down.
I don't think you are.
Does it have a good song with it?
Ha, found it. I don't know about that either. It's in your message. It's copied to the clipboard, so just send it to me in a message. And I will be able
to... How do that.
How the fuck do you not know how to send a fucking message?
Not on here.
Go to the message app. Jesus Christ, this is like Nodor's getting nudes.
Yeah, I mean, I went to work today and had my boss ask me, numeric means numbers, right?
Numeric?
Yeah.
No, that your response is, no, that's alphanumeric. Numeric is letters. BBW royalty.
That's it.
What the fuck
that's
am I
it.
Looking at?
Put that in the chat.
Yes, you have to put it in the chat before you watch
it online. Put that in the chat. Nodors, you got to watch this. We're all going to watch this fantastic video. Everyone in chat, you can join along as soon as Judge puts it there.
I don't know how to put that there.
Like, oh, that's God, what we're talking about.
Show video URL.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. Have you got it?
I'm assuming so.
Do you want headphones so you can hear the song?
I don't care.
Dear God.
Don't watch it yet.
Don't.
I can't not.
No.
It's already started.
Hit pause.
All right, okay, I'm clicking the link now.
I'm clicking the link as well.
Okay.
I'm going to hit pause. I already like how this is starting.
All right, yeah, everybody hit pause as soon as it loads up.
I'm at 2 seconds.
Pause. Now I'm gonna hit play and it's gonna do sound.
Just mute your shit.
It's gonna
mute
him. You'll
hear it in your head.
It's gonna mute Nodors.
Oh, yeah. That's not gonna work. Well, here, just look at this.
Alright.
Lean on the dog.
No,
you really don't wanna see this. This is for Nodors. This isn't for you.
No, you need to watch it too.
Alright. I'm working on it.
Alright.
Alright, you ready?
Three.
Oh, I.
Can't you just turn down that volume on the video?
It didn't fucking reload it.
Can't you just cut that down?
What the hell's going on? The notification went away.
Okay, fuck it. I'm hitting play.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Three.
Play.
Two. One.
All right. She's got a pretty face.
Hey, King CD. Hope you enjoy the video. Bye.
All right, let me.
Can you see it?
Look, she's scratching her fat.
Fat is itchy.
Oh, no. This is disturbing.
Right? Like, why does she keep pulling that shirt down? What's it going to cover?
Oh, wait for it.
I love how the belly button is, like, right there.
Look at it.
Wait for it.
Oh, my God. There's so many moose knuckles.
You can't stop watching it either. You have to watch the whole video.
All right, from the side, it doesn't look too bad.
Oh, no. You wait.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait, just watch.
Oh, my God, never mind. Oh. Oh.
For the viewers at home.
One of my friends posted it.
This lady.
It's like.
I really see Van Wilder.
No, watch.
That's Milty.
Watch it.
Stop.
The thong is like screaming for help and mercy.
How does that sit on the toilet? That's what I want to know. Like, what?
Very daintily.
What
is
fucking.
She about to show me some boobs, because, like.
What fucking industrial toilet can hold that up? I think she would bend a prison metal one.
I want to know how this is so defined.
Yeah. It's like she worked out, but only on that.
Who is she making this video for?
She said guys.
It's for you.
Yeah. I mean, your dick's in your hand right now. We know that.
No, it's not. That's the...
So is
I
that...
I walk away. Oh,
how,
my God.
How far ahead is that? Like, would you?
Would I?
You know what her ass looks like? This has made me think
an
of...
elephant.
No, you know those mushrooms that you see?
It yeah, does... she does kind of remind me of the one from Mom and Dad Save the World.
Yeah.
Like it's going to open up and have fangs and eat me.
Yeah. She looks like a...
The,
go ahead.
Oh, the top looks kind of cute, but everything else is...
Yeah. Yeah.
How would you fuck that? Like, for real.
Very, like...
Is there a way to put a paper bag on the bottom?
I guess you could, like, tarp it like a fish.
Tarp it? Wrap yourself up, baby. It's time to go.
Where's her asshole?
Yeah, I was wondering
where's the
that.
Poop come out? That's what I want to know. What section of that has poop coming out? Because I know it makes a cow patty. And look. Look at this bitch's ass. She has like a permanent toilet seat on her ass.
The sad thing is that is more defined than what I was speaking of earlier. And actually, possibly less lumpy. Granted, there's more lump, but less lumpy.
Mom says her bottom half looks like the headless body with big boobs and
fewer
big shoulders.
Craters.
Yeah, just for folks at home, for reference, that is about what shit on my bed. So, to answer the question, yes, I would and have hit that.
It well, takes, I mean, you know, there are lonely times.
This is why I don't drink anymore. Imagine the fupa smell. Yeah. Her fromunda has got to be a... Ugh. Ugh. Can you
imagine? Does she have single-used thongs?
Well, I imagine she loses them immediately. So, yes. Because
like...
that was not a thong. That was just a band around her waist.
Yeah. You know what that Maybe was? That was a wife beater she turned into a thong.
Yeah.
She wishes somebody would beat her.
Yeah. She probably does. She's not going to feel it.
True. She's got enough padding.
Yeah. Well, you could punch that and it'll jiggle for an hour.
I'm just glad that video stops after 3 minutes. I didn't want to, like, be trapped here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the ass moving was kind of, like, hypnotizing.
Contribution to your show tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, honey. That was the old lady's contribution.
I know, Maul, right? She does have a hot face.
Yeah.
But the rest, it's just like, how can you have that hot of a face and not know what a gym is, sweetheart? Just say no.
Or put the donut down while you're working out. Don't eat it.
I wouldn't know. I mean, like, for real. How does the bottom get like that and the top is like...
It's called pear shape. She's actually considered healthy.
That is not
healthy.
For
an obese person. She ain't apple
when
bottom.
When her legs look
she's
like
paired.
She's got on snow pants...
Snow pants with shit in it.
Oh my god.
How does that. How do you do that?
How do you
like,
fuck
I'm
that?
A big
Where
guy.
Is the hole at?
Now,
I'm
Maul,
a big guy.
Maul points out she does have a really hot face, though. What a shame. Now,
if she could just put down the chicken.
Chicken and beer.
Yeah.
Them Red Sox, they don't know what they're doing.
That's cornbread ass right there.
Yeah.
That's cornbread ass. Don't say that. I eat cornbread at work all the time now.
I just
there
got
you go.
I just got this thought because Maul's talking about her having a really hot face. Yesterday, I had the privilege of
meeting a fat chick like
running
that?
Into my girl's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, hell.
And, like, when...
Now, I've had the distinguished pleasure of having this happen to me.
Okay.
Except it wasn't really a girlfriend. It was just one of them one-night things. But
no, this was not a one-night thing.
She and I were well acquainted even afterwards. Yeah.
This
you was, even know her.
I know her. Yeah, I know her.
She
this
won't
was,
toe up, though.
This was not a one-night thing. Well, she ended up toe up, so it don't matter.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Have you seen her lately?
No.
She shaved her head.
Oh,
yeah. She didn't shave her head.
So.
She fucking shaved her head.
Her hair is shorter than yours.
Yeah, way shorter.
And it's black.
Well, no, it was pink when I saw her.
How the fuck does she think she can pull that off?
She's getting married and got a DUI.
Naturally.
Her wedding dress is going to be black.
I'll point to preface. Anytime the girl goes with me anywhere, we'll usually stop at Sheetz because I want to get either, I need to get either cigarettes or an energy drink or something like that, because I've been holed up in her fucking house all day, every day,
hostage,
because she does not want to move. But we'll go, we'll run by Sheetz. I'll run in, and she refuses to get out of the vehicle because she thinks that everybody in Hogtown knows who she is, and she doesn't want to run into anybody and have awkward conversations like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" She doesn't.
How is that an awkward conversation?
She doesn't realize that she can just say, "I'm good. See you later."
Yeah, she's never learned how to blow people off.
Or just ignore someone.
Yeah,
and just because she's really good at that, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
she's definitely really good at ignoring people, which is evident by the mounds of unread Facebook messages.
Does that irritate you?
Oh, it irritates me so fucking much.
Why the fuck are you listening to us, bitch?
Yeah.
Bitch just said so slammed with work trying to get caught up and haven't slept in 3 days, but yeah, you're listening to us.
You're gonna die soon.
Yeah.
Sleep.
You need to go to fucking sleep.
It's still early. We're almost done.
Yeah, trust me, this will be up for download.
But we went, we were going over to a friend's house last night, and I stopped in the Sheetz to get some beer, some cigarettes. And I go in there, and I'm at the counter, and I see her. She's getting out of the car. I'm like, "Holy shit! What the fuck's going on?" Don't try to come in here, because then they won't sell me beer if they know you're with me.
Yeah, I don't know, you cunt. I'll buy a beer. Leave me alone.
Don't fuck my beer up.
They're gonna card you, and then I'm not gonna be able to buy beer.
That's not good.
God damn it.
So, she doesn't come in. I see her walk up to the door. Not come inside, she stops and starts talking to this girl. And I look and I recognize the girl because I've seen her before. I've never met her, but I've seen her before.
It's lunch
and
bag.
I know.
It's small. Even Hogtown's even smaller.
Hogtown is smaller and ratcheter.
Yeah. Let's just say the whores there are lucky breed of whores.
Oh, side note.
Yep.
The whole car issue, if you listen to Brain Stew, you might know
maybe
the deal of it. But
Tuesdays at 7.
Her stepdad straight up said, "You know what? Tell you what, I'll fix your car and I won't even bug you for paying for it if you set me up with, if you find me some strange."
He tells
his adopted daughter, says, "Find me some strange and I'll fix your car by the end of the week."
I'd be calling everybody. Hey, you
I told her.
Dick?
I gave her options.
Yeah.
I said, you call that bitch that owes me $600. You tell her you want to fuck him. Call it forgiven. I'm still calling CPS and getting your child taken away. But that's beside the point. You won't owe me $600.
That's kind of specific.
Yeah.
Well, usually there's a threat. I'll fucking cut your throat. You're like, "Fuck you. You owe me, bitch. And fuck you. And even if you do, fuck you."
Hey, if it gets that car that I am on the hook for fixed and driving, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's 600.
Will you take it in the poop chute to get it fixed?
I was going
to
say, are you taking the shot in the mouth or the ass?
No, I'm talking.
I was confused. I thought you were taking it.
I'm bringing up a girl she can call and tell that.
That one be down for that, though?
I don't know. She's been known to snort bath salts.
Okay, yeah.
So
she'd probably be down for that.
She'd probably be down for it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know
was
how
it?
To pick them, bro.
Did you say snort bath salts?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, eating people's faces.
Ah! Why?
It gets you high, man.
No, it doesn't.
Actually, it does.
Yeah, it causes you to get retarded, too.
Causes you to go all zombie.
I don't know if I could do that, man.
Where was I before I took
something
that
about you're going to slit a bitch's throat and shit in her mouth?
If she'd be down for it or not.
No, before that chick. Before the side note. Oh, fuck.
Doo-doo.
Where was
marijuana
I going?
And alcohol,
you were at the
sheets. Affects the brain.
Oh, yes. She gets out of the cart, and I recognize the girl. And I finished purchasing my beer.
Yeah.
And I walk outside. I walk outside that door. I came in from that door. I was going to go out that door, but I went out the other door because they were standing in front of it. Just to stand there all creepy and be like, all right, hey, I'm going to get in the car. And then I got in the car. She's still talking to her. Now I recognize the girl. Girl's her ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Recent.
Well, let me ask you
between
this.
Me and the failed marriage.
Wow, that's a short.
So
term.
It is a very short timeline here.
Did you move the car on her?
Oh, I started leaving.
Because I would have backed out.
I was like, what? Oh, I thought you were still in the car. You never get out.
Just when you drive by, honk at her, and drive out the parking lot, go like a mile down the road.
I totally didn't even realize you weren't in the car. I didn't expect you to get out. You never get out.
I've always wanted to do that.
You bastard, if you do that shit, I swear to God, when I finally do make it home, you better pray to God hiding.
No, I'm not talking like leave you there. I'm talking just fucking drive by and wave at you
this
and
girl,
drive.
This girl, though, funny enough, is actually like 5 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And was talking about... Apparently, when they were together, she would comment on, oh, I'm getting a beer gut. Nope. Wasn't a beer gut. It was a fucking baby.
So, ugh. Wait. Okay.
Meanwhile, she's in sheets. She's buying beer and cigarettes.
Really?
5 months pregnant.
Ugh.
This
How
is
do fucking people do
this
that?
This is the Hogtown crowd. This is the Hogtown crowd, people. I have apparently chosen one out of the bunch, and we'll see how that turns out.
You got a winner so far, buddy.
Hey, honey, at least you didn't have to worry about me coming from Hogtown.
But, yeah, I was gonna say, I picked my own conquered.
She gets back, like, she finally makes it back into
the
car.
Most of my family's from Hogtown, so.
Apparently,
it explains
you know
a lot.
I did find out she's very good at jumping in a car going less than 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I kept going. She had to jump in. I said, jump in, bitch. I rolled the window down. I said, oh, I didn't realize you're here. Jump on in. All right, she jumped in. But. But
how was that conversation?
See, if I'd have done
oh,
that.
Oh, we laughed about it. But
if
then we started arguing.
If I'd have done that, she would have fucking busted her head open trying to jump in.
No, I would have got in
again,
the car but beat the shit out of him.
The other thing is, I have a truck, so she'd just jump in the back.
Beating
no,
the window.
Right.
You son of a
so,
bitch!
She gets in the car, and we start going to where we were going. It's about like a 10-minute drive, roughly. The whole way back, I'm sitting there looking at her. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That girl is ugly.
Yeah.
That girl is.
You put your
trash,
face.
Trash, ratchet, nasty looking.
You put your
you
face on that?
You chose that?
You let that
she's
thing
like,
fuck you
no,
with a
she's,
dildo?
She's actually looks good for a butch chick. I'm like, first of
okay,
all.
The fact that you have to say that.
First of all, that girl doesn't look butch. She just looks straight, ratchet, and nasty.
Yeah.
That ain't butch.
Well, she had to have been taking a dick at the same time.
Oh, no, she was. Funny enough, it's actually the baby daddy is the boyfriend of the girl I suggested you set your dad up with. This is the shit. There is a web of stuff that I
there
can't.
There is a triangle
I can't,
of
this
shit.
Is how
I can't even decipher where things start and end.
This
There's
is,
just so much shit going on.
This is how inbredness starts.
It really is.
Now hold on, your
no,
cousin
no,
to who?
No, I actually did. I did suggest the ex, that girl. I said, if he's looking for some strange that, and he don't really give a fuck, he just said young, hot.
Yeah.
Young.
Oh, of course
he's
going to say young, hot.
He didn't even say hot. He just said, find me some young pussy and yeah. I'll fix your car. And I suggested the two. But the ex girl, this girl that I'm talking about, is actually younger than her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, she's younger than her. I can't have my adopted dad. That's like my only father figure. I can't have him doing,
fuck you, younger
doing
friend.
That. What? She's pregnant. He don't give a shit.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a plus.
Then I told her about the other girls. I'd call her. Tell her the debt's forgiven if she just comes over. Yeah, granted, it's slightly prostitution maybe, but you know what? Who gives a shit? I'm out $600, and if that means it gets the car fixed, because that may or may not end up being out of my pocket anyways.
Yeah.
It already fucking is. What the hell's the difference? If it gets the car fixed, then
fuck it.
$600, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
about 200 to 400.
So I brought that up. She's like, she's a fucking crack whore on bath salts and shit. He doesn't care.
He wants a
vagina.
Wet.
He does not care. Look at this guy. He's not by any stretch probably ever considered an attractive man.
He's with your mom, so his standards are very low.
Oh, he's not. No, he's not with her mom. However, he was married to her mom, and then she became what she is now. Retarded. Did I tell you that story? I told you that story.
I think so.
Yeah. The blabbermouth story.
Yeah, okay.
That woman
is a moron. Fucking mouth. Shut your fucking mouth.
However, every other night there is talk about how he's trying to just get a blowy. And he lives downstairs. He comes in every now and then. She lives upstairs like, you want money? Okay, well, this is what it's going to take. He don't want to fuck her, which I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
Ew.
But I guess with that, her teeth look like they're about to disintegrate anyways. They're probably probably soft. Actually not. If you need a little strange, I could probably set you up there.
Word.
She a little on the big side. But
best or better or worse than house?
Probably worse.
Oh no! Then no,
sad.
No.
Well, now I can't comment on the actual act. I can comment on the visual, and I would say it's probably worse.
On a number scale of -10 to 10,
you're asking me. I have.
His standards are pretty fucking high. Look at Barbie over there.
Oh no! What was that?
I have pretty high standards. Just. Only in the visual department, apparently.
Oh, shit. I need to stop working while we're doing this show.
My standards when it comes to mental stability are apparently very low.
This one was from left field this round, I'm thinking. And I've known, you know, a couple of them.
What are we talking about?
Crazies.
Crazies. Oh. Yeah. I deal with mine. Mine's okay. She has her moments, and then she has those moments where I'm like, would you just fucking go somewhere?
I can't believe anywhere it. Other than I switched to Railers, and I have no feeling one way or the other.
That's a testament to that product.
I have multiple personalities.
She does, man. Have you ever seen United States of Tar? You ever seen that? She is Tar.
Oh, no, I watched through it with her.
Yeah, she is Tar.
On your recommendation. Yeah. She's fucking Tar, too.
Winner.
Yeah.
I win. That's a good recommendation.
Oh no! It was a damn good show. Yeah. Up until the end, I didn't like how it ended. But
I don't think that was supposed to be where it ended.
I'm sure it wasn't. Yeah, but I didn't like where they ended
up
going
over.
With
Let's put it this way: it's not over. Yeah, look at her. She's like, what?
Are they coming back?
Netflix is talking to them because it did so
I
well.
Want them
I would
back.
Be all right with that.
Yeah.
Especially if they could keep the cast.
Yeah. She's not busy.
And Netflix is fucking just killing it.
Yeah. Well,
Orange is the New Black.
Can you wait for Jessica Jones?
5 days.
No.
Because that shit looks awesome.
5 days. Right now.
I want season 2 of Daredevil.
I would rather have Jessica Jones at this point. They've built the Purple Man up so much.
I would not. I can't say I would rather have Jessica Jones. I want season 2 of Daredevil.
I love his fucking gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the closest thing. They just ripped off fucking Preacher is all they did. But
what are we talking about?
The Purple Man.
Oh,
What is that?
You don't even know what... Jesus, you're talking about Jessica Jones and you don't even know who the Purple Man is?
To tell you the truth, I know very little of Jessica Jones.
You're going to know very soon.
Comic-wise, I know very little about Jessica Jones.
I so badly want to tell him about that thing I told you about earlier that me and Andrew found in the store.
What?
Then do it.
That was so vague.
Yeah, the brain cell that I had that kept, you know, kept
R2-D2.
That...
R2-D2.
Yeah. Nah.
Did I... Am I imagining... And I'm not imagining this. I did see it. I saw some weird headline about... Like, you know those crazy... The websites that have a bunch of different posts where... They always open in a new tab.
Yeah.
And they always go to different a bunch of different stories. And you're like, always opens a new tab. One of them said, one of them was explanations, however many, of why Rilo Ken is Luke.
Who the hell is Rilo Ken?
No, he's not.
He's not.
There's no fucking way.
No.
But I didn't. I actually didn't get to read it because I clicked away to another story I was kind of interested in. And lost it, but like, what the fuck? I'm getting sick and fucking tired of all these goddamn theories. Just wait for the goddamn movie.
Well, there's one guy that's seen it.
One guy?
But he's dead.
One guy, but yeah, he died.
He died? The kid or whatever?
Well, he wasn't even a kid. He was like some 30-year-old dude.
That's right, because he said he wanted to see it before he died.
Yep, and then he died like a day after he saw it.
Lucky motherfucker.
Well, I mean, he could have died not seen it, so he isn't
right.
That, but...
Exactly, he's a lucky motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually kind of envy him.
Are you going to see it night one?
No.
Going to see what?
Star Wars.
Yes, I have an invitation. I got a thing for tickets to go.
So we're going.
You're going.
We may be going night one.
Yeah.
Damn it! Now I want to.
We're gonna leave the house.
No, I won't.
No, he's gonna leave the house. We're gonna go see that sumbitch. If it's in 3D, we're seeing
I've
it in
never
3D.
Seen a 3D movie.
I love
Why
3D.
Do you want to see it in 3D? It wasn't even filmed in 3D.
No.
I love 3D movies.
I can't do it. Now, granted, the last one I actually watched in 3D was like early 3D projection.
Yeah.
So it was like, it may have been Coraline or something.
Right.
I mean, the ex...
Yeah.
She made me go.
Oh,
me and Andrew love to go see 3D movies.
I think it was Coraline.
It's fucking awesome. The last one we
Either
just
way,
saw was Goosebumps.
You know what? I went to see Avatar in 3D.
That's a good one to see.
I've still never seen that damn movie.
I did go see Avatar in 3D, and I can't do it anymore.
Why?
I can't do 3D anymore.
I love 3D.
She gives me a headache, like a massive headache.
Yeah.
Why?
It's gimmicky.
The virtual
because
did
you
it
got the glasses
too.
On, but they don't cover everything, and then you're stuck looking at different things.
Okay. Not now.
Still now.
No, because me and Andrew just went and saw a movie like not even. And okay, you want to talk about glasses and you can't see shit with them glasses? Okay, I have to wear my regular glasses and those motherfuckers over top to be able to watch that shit.
Well, that sucks for you, but how do you not get a headache watching that shit?
It does not bother me at all.
It fucking kills me. It kills me. I can't do it.
Maybe your brain just can't take it.
I mean, maybe. Maybe I'm too damn stressed and worried about, you know, thinking about what the fuck situation I've put myself in. But, you know,
so
I got a lot on my mind.
Star Wars? Night one?
I might consider it now.
Regal Cinema is supposed to be doing... They're supposed to do it on the 18th, but I think that they're going to do it at like that night on the 17th.
I might consider it now.
And that's why I
want to go see it in IMAX.
Is this December?
So. Huh?
I'm not traveling for IMAX. Man.
I got a lot of shit to do in December. The 1st of December, I'm getting my first ink.
Okay. You know what we need to do? We just need to find the bitch and bag him and beat him and put him in the trunk and just take him to the movies.
Dude, that may be the only way I get there is if I'm kidnapped. You know where she lives now.
Kinda. Well, I have an idea.
You didn't get all the way there.
No.
Did I show you the site?
No.
No, we didn't turn down that way.
Nope.
No.
We didn't go around the corner. I'm pretty sure I know about where she lives.
Yeah.
And
just
now,
look for his car.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you're telling me the car's in the driveway now, I know where it's at.
The car'll be in the driveway. it's right around a curve. It's the first house after the curve, so you got to kind of slow down for the curve.
Okay, so all right, your car got an alarm on it?
If I lock it.
Okay, good. That'll be your signal to come outside so we can kidnap you.
Actually, you know, yeah, it does have a panic button. I don't know that it has an alarm. It has a panic button.
Well, I'm saying, will it go off if we touch it?
No.
Damn.
You know what? Fuck both of you in the chat. It's going to be Jar Jar.
I want it to be Jar Jar so bad.
So bad. Misa got all of Annie's stuff.
I really don't care. I'm staying away from everything until I fucking watch
it. I just want it to be good.
I just want to watch it.
Like, just be good and don't fucking be goddamn Phantom Menace.
It, you know,
if it's fucking Phantom Menace, I'm getting up and walking out.
I don't know. I don't know how this. I feel like I don't view A New Hope in the same vein. Like, if I think critically about it, A New Hope was really slow.
Yes.
But I still find it good.
Yeah.
Phantom Menace was just bad.
Terrible.
It was just bad.
So many good pieces.
It wasn't even very slow. It was just bad. I feel like this one is going to be slow. I feel like Force Awakens is going to be slow. I don't know if that means it's going to be bad or not.
I know it's going to be long as balls.
Like, if I was there for the release of A New Hope,
yeah,
I may have watched it and thought this is too slow. I don't like it.
Yeah.
The fact that I could watch all three
one sitting
in one sitting, or you know, a close enough together,
yeah.
I didn't mind A New Hope. A New Hope was. Might have been the last one of the three I saw. I'm actually pretty sure that I saw them out of order.
Yeah.
I saw Empire, then Jedi, then A New Hope.
Okay. It would kind of work.
I mean,
it's not like you watched it backwards.
Yeah, it didn't really work, but, I mean, let's be honest. You came out with Episode 4 before you did 1.
Nah.
Who gives a fuck what order I watch them in, right? Obviously, you don't.
No.
But I'm worried about Force Awakens because I feel like it's going to be a bit too slow for me to really enjoy.
No, I don't think it's going to be too slow. I think it's going to be paced just right.
I hope so.
Let's take a different turn. How do you feel about the next Star Trek movie?
That's going to be interesting.
Because Abrams is not a part of it.
I'm kind of interested now.
Abrams jumped ship to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And can't do Star Trek again.
Well, he could.
But he's not gonna.
Yeah. Well, he's not doing the next Star Wars either.
It's whatever. He's doing this one.
Because Rogue One's already being worked on.
It's called Rogue One?
Well, the next Star Wars movie.
I didn't know Rogue One was...
It's in the same lore.
Is it a working title?
No.
No. Okay.
Rogue One's like what it's called. Rogue One's about X-Fighters.
I like X-Fighters.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's kind of like the video game from back in the day on the computer.
Dude, Rogue Fighter was awesome.
Well, it's going to be a movie about that.
The GameCube Rogue Leader?
Right.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's like one of the only reasons why I kind of want a Wii.
I still have my GameCube.
Because Star Fox is coming.
And I'm fucking pissed that apparently they're releasing a physical disc of the Resident Evil collection when Zero comes out. They're doing Zero and the remake.
And are they all next gen?
On Xbox One, yeah.
Huh. I might be.
I've already purchased the remake release on the One.
Right.
I did it digitally. And I was planning on buying Zero, but now there's a fucking physical copy
of all of them.
Of both of them.
Yeah.
And I'm mad because I have yet to actually play the copy that I bought.
You need to either start getting your girl over to your house so you can play more video games?
No,
or you need to take your video games to your girl's house?
It's a very, like, you of all people can probably attest that there is way too much to explain.
Yeah.
All I can say is that she is, we're getting into about 4.5 months in.
Yeah.
And she has yet to meet my parents.
Yeah, that's a problem, bro.
The problem is I have met her mom.
Now, granted, like, my old lady met my parents 4 days in, and they walked in on us.
I'm going to tell you what.
You ain't got that going for you.
True.
There are plenty of Darth Jar Jar believers out here. I can definitely say that.
You know, I'm not going to say that wouldn't be interesting. I think that would be fun.
I'm in.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Luke being that guy, I don't give a shit.
I can't imagine it's either of them.
Yeah.
But it would be fun if it was Jar Jar.
Because if it's Luke, then why the hell did you even hire
him and
Adam
his
Driver?
Drunken master?
Yeah.
Jedi skills. I love that explanation. What? The explanation of how that could be Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Fucking love the explanation of it.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's not dumb. Obviously, he kills a bunch of things, but he just
does it
looks
goofily.
Stupid when he does it.
Yeah. Throws people off.
Now, here's the question. Does Rilo Ken have any lines?
He already is. Yes. Yeah. That's already confirmed.
He already has in the trailer.
And there's some toys that talk, too.
Well, obviously, then there's your fucking answer. Did it sound like, me's not Riley Ken?
No.
Well, no, he's not supposed to be Rilo Ken. He's supposed to be Grand,
Oh, that's right. He's
supposed to be Snopes.
Right, okay. Okay, never mind then.
But I don't think that's going to happen either.
No. It'd be nice.
He's not... No. They know. He's not going to be any affiliation with the Sith. It's not going to happen.
Disney
How
needs
awesome
it, though.
Would be, though.
It would How be awesome. Good. It would actually bring prevalence to his fucking character.
And make me not hate the Phantom Menace as much, I think.
Maybe. I mean, maybe you go back and watch that realizing that he's a evil motherfucker.
Because he is the one that gave us the power over to Palpatine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always hinged on that. But I never thought of that he did it in an
And then it really makes you question how far into the future these people actually try to look.
Yeah. Or can they see it already?
Yeah.
I mean, and that wouldn't be the first time. I mean, there's been, I can't think of any specific examples, but I know I've finished a series of something that is a decade in the making kind of thing. Like, you finished the trilogy. And
Lord
you didn't
of the
even.
Rings.
Well, maybe, but Lord of the Rings was planned. That whole thing. I mean, you knew when that was ending, or where that was ending when it.
Okay,
when
I get where you're. I think
okay,
I get
yeah,
where you're
now what you're talking about.
There have been series where you didn't know that
it was going to last.
It was
going to
go three, but in the first one, you have something that directly correlates to some big twist in three.
Right.
You know?
Back
there's been
future.
Stuff like that. Eh, Back to the Future, maybe. Maybe I could see that.
As far as what you're... That's what just popped in my head.
Yeah. I'm just explaining. Saying, in the vein of, hey, I'm making Phantom Menace right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to put in this buffoon and...
Six movies later.
In, like... How long ago was Phantom Menace?
15 years.
Yeah. 50,
okay, so I'm going to put in this buffoon into this movie, and then 15 years from now, he's going to make for a huge character.
Yeah.
Now, no, granted, at the time, at this time, I don't think people are going to hate him.
No.
I think they'll think he's funny and quirky and cute or whatever the fuck you think he might have been.
And then he turns out to be the horrible...
Right.
Excuse
but,
for
but
whatever.
But 15 years from now, people are going to look back on this and be like, holy shit.
Yeah, that fucking guy. He got, you're good.
Right.
You're good.
Now, granted, there are examples of that, but I don't think they're as prevalent as I'd like to believe they are.
Yeah. Fucking Star Wars. Like, can we,
are we really going to have to wait for the Civil War trailer as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm scared of that movie.
Dude, I'll be honest. I'm scared of that movie. I am completely scared of any of the next Avengers movies.
Well, it's not Avengers. Well, yeah, it kind of is.
I mean, I understand.
Oh, it's definitely. Yeah.
I understand Civil War is basically going to be the next Captain America movie. Yeah. It's going to be the third Captain America.
That's what I was in my head.
It's going to be the last Chris Evans Captain America.
I don't know about that.
No, it will.
Yep.
It's the last one he signed on for.
Well, it doesn't mean he's not going to sign on for more.
He won't, because they're going to transition Bucky into the new. They're going to transition Winter Soldier into the new Captain America for future Avengers movies.
Fair enough.
Correct.
I don't
like that idea.
I am
like
very
Soldier,
weary though. Of the next Avengers movie.
I don't.
Because
I'm worried
Ultron,
about it.
Ultron was.
Not
Ultron
right.
was okay.
I wouldn't even say okay. It wasn't right.
It could have been way better.
It could have been, yes.
Now, did it introduce some things that I can see going down the road? Sure. But as a movie and as a whole, they fucked Ultron all over.
Well, it's set up for Thanos quite
well.
Well,
yeah. I mean, it's set up for Thanos to be the main motherfucker, but it's always set up for that because that's the way it fucking is. But when the Infinity Gauntlet starts getting involved, we're going to be...
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing about...
Because Civil War...
That was the thing about Ultron. Vision. It works for comics to have that all-powerful type of thing.
Yeah, well,
I don't think,
get too far ahead of you.
I don't think Vision is going to work.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
I mean...
Like, you have to have an improbable thing happen, and then the unthinkable happens.
Okay,
it's set up to fail.
That's fair.
That's what I'm saying. You haven't... Yeah. If you read the comics, you kind of see where they're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm worried about is the Civil War pacing. Like, pacing all of that material into an hour and a half to a two-hour movie.
I'll give them this much.
I don't know, man.
I liked Iron Man 3.
Yeah, it was good. That was the last one. I
didn't like
good.
Mandarin in it.
I actually liked it.
Like, it was okay. It wasn't...
I liked it with the aspect that the real Mandarin is real.
It was a nice diversion from the comic book lore.
Let's put it this way. If they did it any other way, it would have pissed me off.
Okay.
But the way that they did it...
You've seen All Hail the King, right? It's a Marvel short?
No, I haven't.
You really need to see that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Is it on Netflix?
I'll find you a link to it.
Okay. Dude.
I liked Iron Man 2. Or Iron Man 3.
3 was good.
Better than 2. 3 was better than 2.
1 was good.
Civil War, I think, is going to be good.
It's kind of Spider-Man.
I really think Civil War is going to be good. I don't think it's going to be better than Winter Soldier.
Because
Winter Soldier was fucking amazing.
And it was a left field amazing. Like, I sat down to watch that movie. Like, the first Captain America was good. But it wasn't
the second one
where you're like,
the first
whoa.
One was as good as Iron Man 1, you know, looking back on it.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier definitely one-upped
first
Avenger.
But it's just that section of time in Marvel is not a good comic time to be reading comics. It was a big section of that.
Civil War is going to be good.
The movie, it could fuck up so many things, though.
I already
fucking hate Thanos, and I've only seen like 4 screenshots of him.
Right.
And
you had to wait through credits to see him.
I hate him.
And you had to wait through credits to see him.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah,
I fucking hate him.
It's not as bad as I expected it to turn out.
Like, I instantly thought fucking Power Rangers. Like, why'd you have to rip that one off?
Thanos looks all right.
He looks like a Power Ranger enemy.
He looks better than I expected him to end up.
Like, no, that's Apocalypse.
No, he looks better than Apocalypse. And
I'm thinking of Apocalypse then.
Yeah, you're thinking of Apocalypse in like X-Men.
Yeah.
The new X-Men.
That's
franchise.
What it is.
Yeah.
I've got it mixed up.
Apocalypse is going to be terrible.
Thanos kind of had some weird shit though.
I hate to say it, but I think to divert, Apocalypse is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think possibly. Deadpool's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool's going to be amazing, Deadpool and I cannot wait chance. For that shit.
Like, there's a movie that you see in advance where you're like, all right, this could be a top five, top three movie if it's done perfectly and everything.
It's like, going to set the bar for next year when it comes out in February.
Did you see the fucking story where he went out as Deadpool for Halloween?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes, I did.
My God.
The video was great.
Yes, it is.
I Deadpool, man. That's that.
You fucking whore.
If I'm looking forward to anything, it's that. What the hell is that? What the hell?
She just fucking plumped on me for no fucking reason. I didn't even move. She just went.
Maybe she fell.
No. And then scratched down my back. Fuck that. I'll beat the shit out of that cat.
I mean, maybe.
Fuck that cat. I hate that cat, dude.
Either way, Thanos, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it looks like Lord Zed, but blue. But Thanos actually looks fairly good.
He looks good. You know, for the fact that it's... You can tell it's Brolin.
Yeah.
And the chin.
Yeah. Makes me want to go watch Old Boy again. That completely fucked up movie.
Right.
But no, I mean...
No. He's a way cooler looking Lord Zed if we're going that far.
Right. Yeah, Lord Zed was fucked. But yeah. He definitely looks better than the way they're going with Apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apocalypse.
What's up with
bad.
That?
Bad.
Terrible.
It looks bad.
It's terrible. I think I'm gonna make a.
And that's sad.
I think I'm gonna make a professional call.
Yep. Go for it.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yeah. That's right. No more.
We've been trying to transition to 2 hours anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably it might be a good idea.
We're doing what Raw did. What Raw should do.
Yeah, I'm starting to think
we're cutting the fat.
It's a good idea. We go to 2 hours, maybe we hit that extra half
now,
hour.
Alright, now normal shows, or not a normal show, but let's say we're hitting on all cylinders. We'll go over.
Hell, soon enough. Like, by this time next year, I bet we're down to an hour. And we're just like, all right, fuck it. Because we were 2 a week,
yeah.
3 hours both times.
But we do like 7 to 9.
And now we're on a different day for 3 hours, and now we're going down to 2.
Yeah.
We're not switching the day.
No. We still need to.
I don't think an hour would do us. I think we always got to be at least 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, no. We wouldn't be able to do an hour unless we prepped.
No.
And we all know that's not happening.
It's not happening. No. We did. I did prep. I fucking did prep. I even tried to throw to it, and you fucking monkeys went somewhere else with it.
I don't want to go there.
Eight dead babies died in Europe.
100 people died at a show.
162.
It was over 100. I'm actually glad we didn't get into that.
What, dead babies?
No, not specifically the dead
we
babies.
We got into
the pollution thing.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't get into it.
We did. We mentioned it.
We mentioned it, but I'm glad we didn't get into
it. I'm going to put it in the highlights so it's
there
like
you go.
Those splash things. Yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, shit.
And we do 2 minutes on it.
Let's get 360 on 420s.
Some more
perspective on it.
Yeah, let's get some more fucking.
And
downloads.
Then by the end of by this point, you're hearing, you're listening to us, and I'm not sorry that we didn't talk about it.
No.
You just wasted over 2 hours of your time.
Yeah.
Thinking you were gonna hear about it. Fuck you.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Does that make you feel good about yourself, Judge?
Yes.
A little bit.
He should feel good about himself.
Makes me feel better about myself now than I will in like 45 minutes.
Why is that?
Why, because you got to go back home?
It ain't home.
Oh, you're not going there?
Oh, I'm going there. That ain't home.
Oh, God. I've God help you, sir.
I would love that.
Yeah. I hope mine's still
thinking
awake.
Maybe I should get rebaptized or something.
Yeah.
I'm glad mine's asleep.
Well, you got a whole different problem.
You do have a different circumstance.
She's injured.
Yeah.
I will say this. We both know the situations we're in.
Can I ask you a question? Have you put your, you know, your dingus on her cash yet?
No.
She won't let you anywhere near it?
Oh, no. She's trying, but no.
Well. Oh, it's your call.
Yeah. I just like putting my dick on weird things. So, something I've always done.
I like to put lightsabers in weird places.
I cracked her up the other day because she was in there fucking with herself in the bathroom. And I just walked down the hall, went... Foom.
I used to do the penis on the shoulder. Penis on the shoulder is fine.
I do that, like, I'll walk up behind her and, like, drop trout and then just put my dick on her. Just anywhere it can go. Like, you slide... My favorite one is you slide the fucking the shirt up a little bit. And you get that little hair.
I hate the fact that you're talking about this, and I actually am having trouble not visualizing it.
She walks in the room like, what the fuck are you talking about?
All I heard was something about hair being wrapped
around. No, I put my dick on you.
We're talking about wrapping our dicks in your hair, old lady.
Yes, dingus.
Dinkus. All right, you fuckers. We're gonna get the fuck out of here.
This fart.
60 on 420.
Yeah, this may or may not be available. Fart in the mic, man. Let's go.
No, it ain't gonna work. I'm still going though.
That was a long one.
Not timed that perfectly. Because I thought it was the real one for a second.
I thought it was you.
No, that was not. That wasn't me. That was good timing.
Damn it, I shouldn't have said anything.
You fucking blew that spot up, literally.
We'll edit that in post.
All right, fuckers, we'll see you next week.